Lime Rock Park has decided that the annual Labor Day Historic Festival will be run as a non-spectator event. The Sunday in the Park concourse will proceed with a limited number of spectators. As determined, they were to try to make the Historic Festival the first major public event of the year. The challenges presented by COVID-19 have not abated. After existing review of how to host a premium and safe event for the competitors, fans, local community, and staff, Lime Rock was faced with the difficult realization that hosting spectators and camping throughout the entire weekend was not practical. It would also be too hard to maintain social distancing in the paddock, crowded with spectators and participants. They will host private groups such as traditional sponsors in the outfield, with no access to the track. They can safely host a limited number of spectators for the Sunday in the Park activities spaced around the entire 1.5-mile racetrack. Tickets will only be available for sale in advance for Sunday in the Park. No tickets will be available at the gate. Sunday in the Park will also feature the gathering of the Marquees, which bring together classic and sports car enthusiasts from the Northeast to display their cars on the Lime Rock circuit. For additional questions, Lime Rock staff can be reached by emailing info@limerock.com or by calling 860-435-5000 Monday through Friday from 9 till 5. More information is also available online, limerock.com, and on their Facebook page, facebook.com/limerockpark. Connecticut's biggest teachers union has said that to ensure healthy and safe schools, openings need to be delayed and distance learning plans will need to be expanded. And additionally, school HVAC systems need to be upgraded before schools can start. Connecticut Sales Tax Free Week will run through Saturday. Big difference this year because there's social distancing and you have to wear a mask when you're in the store. This includes in-person transaction and online purchases for the discount. Connecticut leaders remind everybody that if you are going to visit stores, make sure to wear a face covering and practice social distancing. While Connecticut state regulators have temporarily suspended recent rate increases for both Eversource and United Illuminating, they have scheduled a hearing that will include input from the public. Representative Mike France said it came at the insistence of colleagues and residents. France said the Public Utilities Regulatory Authority suspended the increases while it conducts a full review, the purpose of which is to ensure that Eversource is not over-collecting revenues in the short term at the expense of ratepayers. Likewise, a similar rate increase request from United Illuminating has been indefinitely suspended. PURA scheduled a formal hearing process for Monday, August 24th at 10 a.m., in which Eversource will respond to questions posed by PURA and other formal parties to the PURA process. In the Monday report from the Connecticut Department of Public Health, over 44,000 new tests were reported with a positive rate of just 0.8%. This is in line with the rate from the last several weeks, as Connecticut remains among the best states in the country in this regard. There were three new deaths attributed to the virus on Friday, while the number of people hospitalized dropped to 42. Meanwhile, in Columbia County, an independent federal investigation must be conducted into New York's COVID-19 deaths in nursing homes. Panelists who participated in a Republican-led discussion of the impact of the coronavirus on residential facilities said GOP representatives remain unsatisfied with the legislature's pair of hearings on the issue held earlier this month and continued their probe on Monday. Columbia County Public Health Director Jack Mabb detailed numerous outbreaks in the county nursing homes, which culminated in 32 deaths. Lebanon Valley has now had to cut their racing season short. Lebanon Valley Speedway's dirt track will be cut short after a state district judge dismissed a lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of Governor Cuomo's executive order barring spectators from racetracks in response to COVID-19 pandemic. Lebanon Valley Speedway, owned by Howard Commander, features a quarter-mile drag strip at a half-mile high-banked oval dirt track on Route 20 in West Lebanon for professional and amateur races. Lessons and bleachers for spectators, the dirt track's 68th season, which traditionally runs from late April through September, will end this Saturday. Two UConn students tested positive for COVID-19 as students began moving into the UConn dormitories last Friday. As part of the move-in process, students are being tested as they arrive on campus. As part of the check-in process, school officials said as of Sunday, 1,386 students have been tested. Two positive results represents about 0.1% positive rate. The Connecticut State Siting Council hearing to gather evidence and testimony regarding the proposed cell tower in the eastern part of Kent on Route 341 was continued until September 3rd. Neighbors have hired an engineer to propose alternate technology. Governor Andrew Cuomo won't be among the thousands of sign-wielding delegates in an arena when he speaks Monday on the first day of the Democratic National Convention. Well, he'll just be speaking because there's no horde or crowd that will be at that convention. A Greene County man was charged with rape Sunday morning at an Ulster County motel. Saugerties Police Chief Joseph Sinagra said Austin T. Hollister, 21, of Perling, was charged with first-degree forcible rape, a felony. Additional charges are pending. The case is still under investigation. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 86.11 to 27,844.91 yesterday. The NASDAQ starts off the day today at 11,129.73, and the S&P 500 at 3381.99. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.